With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There is absolutely no denying that Star Trek is a pop culture juggernaut. It has been around for over 50 years and managed to imprint itself upon nearly every corner of sci-fi, not to mention having been lovingly homaged, referenced and parodied in all types of TV, movies, video games, books and music. But outside of its own canonical universe, Trek has been showing up on other TV shows for literally decades at this point. Some shows were certainly subtler than others with their references, but each surely left a huge smile on the face of any fan watching. So with that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Trek Culture, and here are 10 times Star Trek appeared in other TV shows. Number 10, The Simpsons. It is no secret that The Simpsons creator Matt Groening and his writer's room are big fans of Star Trek, which has been continually referenced in more than 50 episodes of the animated sitcom. But the most memorable of them all was a more involved parody of the original series in 1992's season 4 episode, Itchy and Scratchy the Movie. The episode begins with a mocking faux trailer for a new Star Trek film entitled Star Trek 12 So Very Tired, with an over-the-hill Captain Kirk monologuing, "Captain's log, Stargate 6051. Had trouble sleeping last night. My hiatal hernia is acting up. The ship is drafty and damp. I complain, but nobody listens." The trailer narrator assures audiences the film will be the crew's latest, greatest adventure, all while Sulu is seen sporting a cane and Scotty is too overweight to reach the control panel. This was quite clearly a lampooning of the later Trek film starring the original series cast, particularly 1991's Star Trek VI: The Undiscovered Country, where William Shatner and co. were clearly starting to show their age. Fittingly, The Undiscovered Country was the final film to feature all of the original Enterprise crew, likely in large due to sentiments like this being made by fans and critics alike. Number 9, Black Mirror. Black Mirror may be best known for its blackly comedic social satire, though writer Charlie Brooker managed to roll this into a pin-sharp Trek parody in the Emmy-winning season 4 episode USS Callister. The episode follows video game programmer Robert Daly, who, in order to take out his frustrations against his unappreciative co-workers, creates a modded version of the game and inserts digital clones of his co-workers into it by surreptitiously obtaining their DNA. The modded game, modelled off Daly's favourite sci-fi TV show Space Fleet, bears a blinding resemblance to Trek's original series, right down to the costumes, hairstyles and design of the USS Callister. The scenes set within this modded game also adopt the stylistic tropes of classic Trek, the 4:3 aspect ratio, use of Dutch angles, and by the episode's end, a shift towards the sleeker widescreen style of the J.J. Abrams reboot series. Jesse Plemons even worked with a vocal coach to approximate the delivery style of William Shatner. In addition to winning 4 Emmys, this episode was widely acclaimed by critics and Trek fans alike, praising its clear admiration for the franchise and its impressive attempts to recreate its style and tone. Number 8, Family Guy. The Family Guy team are clearly also huge Trek fans, as evidenced by the dozens of episodes which have even a mere passing crack about the show. Though there are lots of good ones, such as the entire cast of The Next Generation playing themselves in Season 7's Not All Dogs Go to Heaven. Easily the single most iconic Trek reference in Seth MacFarlane's irreverent animation has to be its outrageous portrayal of William Shatner. Season 1's I Never Met the Dead Man features a number of cutaways depicting a hilariously exaggerated version of Shatner's performance as Kirk, characterized here by idiosyncratic, nonsensical line delivery and excessive gesticulations. As luck would have it, Shatner then knocks on Peter's door after getting a flat tire, and the two go to an Oktoberfest-style event together. At episode's end, however, Meg accidentally hits Shatner with the car and kills him. Shatner's physically implausible movements and disjointed line delivery, as impersonated by Seth MacFarlane, just might be the single greatest pop culture reference in all of Family Guy. Number 7. Mad Men. Though most of the TV shows on this list are unsurprisingly animations and sitcoms, there is a little room for some solid gold prestige TV drama too. Mad Men, of all shows, managed to pull off one of the most memorable nods to Trek's original series in the season 5 episode Christmas Waltz. With Mad Men being a 60s set period show, this episode takes place in Christmas 1966, while the original series was midway through its first season. One of the episode's subplots involves the re-emergence of ex-copywriter Paul Kinsey, who meets with former colleague Harry Crane at a coffee shop to catch up. Among other developments, Paul hands Harry a script that he wrote on spec for Star Trek, hoping that Harry would pass it to the right people and get it seen. The episode was called The Negron Complex and focused on a race of white people who were subservient to a race of colour. The script was, by Harry and Peggy's declaration, quite terrible, prompting Harry to try and gently let Paul know that he didn't have a future in screenwriting. There is some additional amusing context though. The Negron Complex bears a similar resemblance to an episode that did get made. Season 3's Let That Be Your Last Battlefield. As a result, though Harry did manage to persuade Paul not to sell his script, this suggests that he did indeed persevere and get his script bought, which was then heavily rewritten into Let That Be Your Last Battlefield. Who knows? Number 6, Futurama. Back to Matt Groening now, who amped up the Star Trek references considerably in his glorious sci-fi comedy Futurama. All in all, there are close to 100 separate Star Trek references across Futurama, but arguably the piece de resistance is Season 4's episode Where No Fan Has Gone Before. This widely acclaimed Nebula Award-nominated episode reveals that Star Trek is banned on Earth after it became a global religion in the 2200s. And in the wake of the bloody Star Trek Wars, the remaining tapes of the show and movies were jettisoned into space. And so, with the help of Leonard Nimoy's head, Bender, Fry and company set off on a mission to recover the tapes, bringing them into contact with almost every major cast member from the original series. The exceptions are James Doohan, whose agent flatly refused, and DeForest Kelly, who had passed away a few years prior and so only appeared in likeness form. With its loving array of homages to Trek, while also making light-hearted fun at the fans' obsessiveness, there is arguably no single better sustained parody of Trek than this. Certainly not in animated form, that is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Number 5, the Orville. Further proof of Seth MacFarlane's love for Star Trek can be found in his live-action parody homage series, The Orville. When it first launched, Star Trek fans were enormously skeptical, feeling that MacFarlane would just relentlessly be making fun of Star Trek without much affection. And though the first season was certainly more of a parody than a dew-eyed homage, season 2 received considerably more acclaim from critics and fans for its more earnest, sincere storytelling that veered away from outright parody. But the single most interesting thing about The Orville? Star Trek actually exists within its universe. Well, sort of. The first season's 5th episode shows the crew watching a clip of Seinfeld. And considering that there was a number of Star Trek jokes made in Seinfeld, we're left to conclude that Star Trek actually exists as a TV show within the world of The Orville. Genius. Number 4, South Park. This one's both subtle and really, really weird. To be fair, Star Trek has been referenced in more than 30 episodes of South Park, but there's one that stands tall above all the others for its hilariously deranged specificity. In the season 4 episode Something You Can Do With Your Finger, the boys plan to form a boy band. But when Randy finds out what his son Stan is up to, he throws a fit of rage, screaming, "No! No!" and headbutting the glass doors of the nearby living room cabinet, smashing the china plates inside. You could easily miss it, but the sound effects are actually sampled from Star Trek First Contact, namely the scene where Picard smashes his own glass cabinet with a gun during an intense argument with Lily Sloan. It's such a bizarre way to reference such a memorable moment from the film, and yet the sound effects are just vague and brief enough that the more casual Trek fans might just miss it. Number 3, The Big Bang Theory. Love or hate The Big Bang Theory, there is no denying the love its writers harbour for Star Trek, given that the 4 central characters are all shown to be major fans of the franchise and are even fluent in Klingon. Trek is by far the most commonly referenced franchise in the series, and it has even enjoyed cameos from the likes of Will Wheaton, Brent Spiner, George Takei, and William Shatner. But the single greatest invocation of Trek occurred in the season 6 episode The Bakersfield Expedition, where the guys dress up as the Next Generation characters Worf, Data, Picard, and a Borg drone respectively, to visit a comic book convention in Bakersfield. The boys end up stopping off at the iconic Vasquez Rocks, where numerous Trek episodes have been filmed, including Kirk's infamous encounter with Gorn. But their car and clothes are stolen in the process, and so they never end up making it to the convention, and are instead forced to walk to a nearby diner to cool the cops. Incidentally, this was the first episode of the series to cross the 20 million viewer mark, seemingly confirming how much everyone loved the Trek homage. Number 2, Robot Chicken. Believe it or not, Robot Chicken is still on the air today and even celebrated its 200th episode last year, proving the unexpected viability of a stop-motion animated series made with toys, action figures, and plasticine. While it's fair to say that it has parodied Star Wars far more extensively, even releasing 3 Star Wars specials, Robot Chicken has delivered more than 15 skits making fun of Star Trek too. There are a ton of hilarious ones to choose from, though the easy winner is the season 7 skit Star Trek: The Sex Generation. Patrick Stewart lends his voice to portray away Captain Picard, who exits the bridge to be relieved by the Enterprise's night crew, led by Captain Jake, who just so happens to be voiced by Chris Pine of all people. As it turns out, Captain Jake is a beer-swigging meth head without any real leadership capabilities, as becomes a major problem when the Borg attack. Jake tries to defuse the situation with a keg party, but the Borg simply tell him partying is futile. Yet, when they attempt to assimilate him, his beer-filled blood sends the Borg into a beer-chugging frenzy. Back on the Enterprise, a seemingly angry Picard arrives to relieve Jake from his shift, only for Picard to then ask for a beer and start partying with the crew himself. The fact that Patrick Stewart agreed to play the part himself makes this a truly legendary parody. Number 1. Boston Legal. William Shatner spent 5 seasons playing the legendary attorney Denny Crane on the legal comedy series Boston Legal, and it goes without saying that the writers simply couldn't resist making Star Trek references every now and then, but then simply went past mere wink-nudge nods and damn near implied that somehow Denny and Kirk were the same person. In the season 2 episode Finding Nemo, Denny and Alan take a fishing trip to British Columbia, where Alan reads a book that describes a type of sea lice as Klingons, hilariously prompting Denny to pause and ask, "Did you say Klingons?" Later in season 2, the episode The Cancer Man Can has Denny open up his new flip phone, which makes the exact same sound as the personal communicators on the original series. In other episodes, Denny talks about beaming himself to Boston every morning, refers to himself as the captain of the ship, and even flat out tells reporters that he was once the captain of his own spaceship. There comes a point where the meta-ness is stretched beyond snapping point, and Boston Legal pretty much got there. You love to see it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.